Coyotes braved the weather on Saturday to attend the 4th Annual Mac and Cheese Festival organized by the Peterborough Downtown Business Improvement Association. Despite the rain, a good number of people gathered in Quaker Square to sample the creative cheese-based offerings and to enjoy live music and entertainment. Local indie rock outfit Van Camp took to the stage before the award announcements, debuting a new track called Summer Song, which releases this Friday. After the performance, representatives of the DBIA and Councillor Leslie Parnell took to the stage to crown the monarchs of mac and cheese excellence.
So there are four awards being given out today. We've got People's Choice, Creative, Big Cheese, which is the judge's favorite, and the runner-up from the judges. So first we're going to go with People's Choice Award. Voted by you, the people, gobbling all that beautiful mac and cheese. The People's Choice Award this year goes to Agave. We're also gonna need you to come down here if you have a chance and pick up your award.
Okay, this is Jen from Agave by Imperial, and what is this? First of all, tell us about your mac and cheese. What were the secret special ingredients?
Love.
Lola's Cakes and Coffee would go on to win the inaugural creative category for their tiramisu mac and cheese. And last year's People's Choice winner, The Vine, was awarded runner-up for Judge's Favorite. As for the Big Cheese, however...
And the winner, judged by the judges... The Big Cheese 2026 is Turnbull! Congratulations!
Heather from Turnbull Cafe, congratulations! You are the Big Cheese again at Mac and Cheese Fest 2026. What is the secret? What's your special ingredient?
Cheese.
I'd be remiss to call myself a good journalist if I didn't corroborate that fact. So I spent the $10 it cost to get a bowl of French onion maple mac and cheese from the Turnbull Cafe tent and dug in. If you know anything about me, listener, you'll know that macaroni and cheese might be two of my favorite things in the world. You'll be surprised to hear, then, that the Turnbull dish was pretty good. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Evan Robbins, broadcasting to you through the facilities of Trent Radio, CFFF, in Peterborough. And to you, listener, I say, bon fromage.